Welcome, hey, welcome to yet another episode of the 90 Minutes Plus Football Podcast. My name is Rotimi Daramola. You'll find me on Twitter at PAPI underscore The Great. Yes, it's my nickname. You can also call me Papi The Great. And we're counting down. This is being recorded on the 29th of December. And, you know, everybody's in their feelings. Everybody's counting down the hours to the new year, to usher in 2024. And we're just fresh off the drama that happened in the last game. Is it the last game week now, I think, of the year, where Arsenal missed out on the chance to go top of the table after losing 2-0 to West Ham. And Manchester City, you know, first considering the first goal of the game, but replying with three goals, Phil Foden, Julian Alvarez, can't remember the last guy who scored the other goal, but Bernardo Silva, I'm not sure now, I can't remember the last guy now, but, you know, it's been incredible the last few days, and everybody, while we're counting down to the new year, guess what? There's still plenty of action to go down this weekend, the last weekend of the year, in the Italian Serie A, with Juventus taking on Roma, Milan taking on Sassuolo, Napoli taking on Monza. I think there's Fiorentina taking on Torino also. So it's good. It's good marketing business for the Italian Serie A. You know, putting games in. You know, they used to 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago, they would have taken Christmas breaks, you know, and then they would resume next year. But they're trying to compete with the powers that be in terms of the popularity of their football league. And I think they are well on track. Especially, it's a fantastic marketing genius move to put Juventus and Roma in the last Saturday of the year, 2045. That's 8:45 West African time. I think it's going to be mind-blowing. I think it's going to be bonkers what Mourinho and Allegri will do to themselves. It also, of course, brings Italian football to the spotlight. There's been rumors. There's never rumors. It's confirmed from the 2024-2025 season, I think. Yes. And we're in the 2023-2024 season, yeah. So the next season of Italian club football will see clubs, you know, agree to not be a part or to not participate in any competition that is not organized by FIFA or UEFA or any other recognized football bodies in Europe or around the world. And of course, we know what that sounds like. That sounds like, look, we the FIGC, that's the governing body that regulates football, club football in Italy, or football generally in Italy, you know, is trying to send a strong message to the organizers of the European Super League, and they're saying, look, we know what you are and we don't want any of our teams to be a part of what is budding with you guys, and so we are going to force their hands into, you know, signing contracts that sees them get knocked out of any competition in Italy and in Europe once they, how do I put it now, affiliate themselves to anything or any competition. We know it's the ESL, but of course, according to the documentation, any competition that is not recognized by FIFA, that is not recognized by UEFA. And it says a lot about what is going on in Italy because they need money. It also says a lot about the perception that people have about the European Super League. It's going to take the demerits away. There's no relegation and all of that. But I'm sure the documentation around this competition has been clear enough, has been vivid enough, has been written clearly enough. In all honesty, I think that clubs should be left with rights to see what's best for business and to do accordingly. Of course, yeah, there's the talk about the culture versus the financial aspect when it comes to football, no culture of no relegations, of merit, of giving the likes of Leicester City a chance, you know, and all of that, and where the culture of David beats Goliath or David defeats Goliath in football is preserved. However, these guys have been complaining that, look, the financial playing field between themselves, the Italians, and, say, even the Spanish, not even talk of the English guys, is becoming an uneven playing field. It's becoming even more uneven. Tautologists over there. It's lopsided. It's, and the gap is widening. They can't compete. They can't sign the hottest players in the market. Jude Bellingham will go to Real Madrid. Haaland will definitely go to, if he didn't go to Man City, he would have gone to Real Madrid. So you're looking at top three most likely prospect for a particular player, and an Italian club cannot even make the list. It speaks about the quality of the league, but it also speaks about the financial power that the league and its participating clubs have. But that's one of the tail ending drama to what has been a fantastic, fabulous, remarkable and memorable 2023. It's been a roller coaster ride. If you're a football fan, straight fresh from the World Cup in January, Manchester City went at it. You know, Arsenal capitulating, City going on to win a treble, Arsenal starting out with the Community Shield, Napoli winning the Serie A title, Borussia Dortmund coming this close. to winning the German Bundesliga, but throwing it away on the last day of the season. The Bayer Leverkusen revelation, the Jude Bellingham revelation, Pep Guardiola cementing his status as one of the highest ranking football managers the world has ever seen. The Premier League, the FA Cup, the Champions League, the European Super Cup, the Club World Cup. Mad year for Pep Guardiola. I'm expecting a book about this journey probably in 2025. But before we get to that year, 2023 has been remarkable, has been interesting as a year. You remember great goals. I can't really reel them off the top of my head now, but you remember really, really, really good goals. Tottenham's fantastic start to the Premier League season, the 2023-2024 season. Mark Ter Stegen continuing for where he stopped in 2022 by keeping crazy 26 clinch 26. I think Barcelona considered a record few amount of goals in that season. You know, to go from there, demolition of the Camp Nou, the various levers by Barcelona, it's just crazy. Benzema, Ronaldo putting more spotlight on Saudi Arabia, Lionel Messi going the other way or the other route and going to Americas to play for Inter Miami. It's been breathtaking. Oh, not forgetting the various awards here, there and everywhere. Nigeria sweeping it in the CAF Awards, both for the men's player of the year, the women's player of the year. Not forgetting, how can I forget the FIFA Women's World Cup Paraluelo for Spain. There was this other teenager that made waves for South Korea. Nigeria going all the way. I've forgotten her name. I'm only remembering her now as Rhys James's sister. Her stamp on the Nigerian player in that game that got her sent off. Katlana, Kvaratskhelia. Erling Haaland as a revelation, the amount of goals that he scored. I'm trying to just take a sweep around around Europe's top five. Boniface as a revelation for Bayer Leverkusen. Harry Kane going to the German Bundesliga and just smashing record up. We'll just say record after record. Yeah, Manchester United not making it out of the UEFA Champions League group stage. How could I have forgotten that Ineos purchasing 25% of whether it's Class A or Class B shares? Now, I've not really gone in yet, but I know that Sir Jim Ratcliffe will wield some power in the coming days before his, what's it called now? Before his purchase of that percentage of Manchester United is put through the fire in terms of being approved by stakeholders and the like. But before then, he would have a say on Manchester United's transfer, but not budget spending, I think. And he also have a say on Erik ten Hag, whether they can sack him or not. And I think they are still so I think they are pro Erik ten Hag for the main time, which kind of secures his job. And which kind of, for the main time, you know, leaves fans in the dark a bit about what is to come. But the fans will also be happy because of the way they came back against Aston Villa at home. Massive, massive win. Massive, massive way also to end the 2023 calendar year. And speaking of the 2023 calendar year, I think it's been a massive one for Arsenal. It's been an interesting one also for Napoli. After winning the league, they go on to have a dispute. De Laurentiis has a dispute, contract dispute with Spalletti. They get another manager, Rudy Garcia. It's not working well. They've now got Walter Mazzarri, and they are faltering. It's not the Napoli that we used to know. And they are going to, who knows, their last game will be against Monza. But they are at home. The last game of the year will be against Monza, and they are at home. Remains to be seen how that will pan out. But if you look at things from the marketing point of view, like I mentioned earlier, masterstroke for the Italians. A way also, of course, we're used to the Premier League, and of course, because we are used to it, we may want to use our eyes to commonize it in Nigerian parlance. But what Manchester United and Aston Villa did, what Everton and Manchester City did, and what Arsenal and West Ham did in the final days of that last game week of the year says a lot about the marketing prowess of the league. I can't really explain it because I can't place my finger on it, but this Boxing Day games, this was it Wood who gets in a hat-trick against Newcastle for Nottingham Forest? This Boxing Day end of the year fixtures are like gifts that keep giving. They are like Santa Claus. They just keep giving year in, year out. And I think it is one of the best marketing strategies that the league worked out in terms of selling the talent, selling the football, selling the business, selling the action from the Premier League to the rest of the world. Phew, what a year it has been. Do you feel the same way? Do you feel like, we just started and there's a lot of action that has been packed into 2023. What are your most memorable moments from this year, 2023? What are your most unforgettable moments? Did football make you cry this year? Did football make you wish? I wish I was not supporting Team X or Team Y or Team Z. Please leave a comment in the comment section if you're listening to this on Spotify. If not, you can send me a tweet on Papi the Great, PAPI underscore the Great, or you can reach out to the brand Twitter handle at the 90 Minutes Plus. That's THE 90 Minutes Plus. That's 90, the 90 Minutes Plus. THE 90 Minutes Plus. We have the Africa Cup of Nations upon us. Teams are already releasing their final lists. We are waiting for team announcements from a couple of other countries. We're also looking forward to the jersey styles, the designs that these teams will be rocking on their way to either getting eliminated from the running or for making it on their way to making it to the finals of the competition in Cote d'Ivoire 2023. I think the Euros is also in 2024. 2024 has a lot packed for us. The title race in Germany, the title race in Italy, the title race in the Premier League, the title race in La Liga, where I think Girona is dragging things out with Real Madrid somewhere. Yeah, I think they're level on points. Yeah, and Real Madrid is leading by goal difference. I told you, 2023 was crazy, man. 2023 was crazy. But as a football fan, I loved it. I enjoyed it. I endured it. Sometimes I ran away from it, but of course, it's my love. I came back to it, and we're ending the year on the high. I hope you are also ending the year on a high. How has it been for you? Send us a tweet. Send us your comment if you're listening to this on Spotify. Whatever you'll be doing in 2024, I hope you're ready. I hope you've gotten those goals ready. If you're like a desicle about goals, I hope you have your mindset ready about things you want to achieve in 2024. Because like a flash, like the blinking of an eye, January 1 is here. And before you say Jack Robinson, December 31st, 2024 is here. So whatever you'll be doing in the days ahead, I hope it's profitable. I hope you stay safe. I hope you enjoy the moment. Most importantly, I hope you make the most use of your time, because while life is incredibly long, yep, you know that right already, life is also incredibly short. I'll catch you in the next episode of the 90 Minutes Football Podcast in 2024. Until then, stay safe, my friends. Peace. God bless you.